Chapter 1. Exclusivity. I am my beloved's, and his desire is for me. Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 10. Deciding to get married can be daunting, not only because we do not fully know the other person, but also because marriage is for life. This one person will shape our future, children, financial condition, health, and reputation more than any other human. It can be an intimidating thought. We understand Jane Austen's Eleanor Dashwood as she works through that feeling. It is bewitching in the idea of a single and constant attachment, one's happiness depending entirely on any particular person. One person for life does not always seem reasonable. Perhaps this is partly why our culture does not believe that lifelong monogamy is possible, let alone happy. It pushes exclusive offers, exclusive vacations, exclusive experiences. These things are not only welcomed, but also eagerly pursued. Exclusive relationships are not. They are seen as quaint or repressive, and certainly not morally mandatory. Without a Christian worldview, this would be reasonable. Voluntary commitment to another human through things that you cannot see or anticipate is foolish, unless this is part of the way that marriage was designed. And it is. Because marriage is a picture of Christ and the church, exclusivity is actually an aspect that both the type and the archetype share. The exclusivity of marriage reflects the exclusivity of the gospel. This design aspect is clear from the Garden of Eden on, as Scripture shows in precept and story the blessing of covenantal monogamy, and the misery that comes when we toy with God's design. Because the design is so clear, the exclusivity of marriage is dissolvable only in the face of stark covenantal violation. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 8, Matthew chapter 5, verse 32. But there are exclusive marriages that are unhappy. Such relationships are an aberration from the created norm. The misery does not come from the exclusivity, as our culture so often argues, but is, like all other unhappiness, ultimately a result of sin. It is the unhappiness of exclusivity without God's blessing.